Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may have noticed that there are a lot of different varieties of rice on the shelves of your local supermarket, but have you been afraid to try them, or have you even wanted to try them? Well, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has been exploring the many kinds and uses of rice, and she joins us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy. This is all true.
This is all true. There's a lot of varieties of rice out there.
There sure are. More than 40,000 varieties, which is a crazy number, and I will not take you through all of them, but here's some of the more popular varieties of rice. So before I tell you about this, though, I just need to give you a rice factoid,
okay,
which is that there are three edible parts to a grain of rice. There's the bran, which is the outer husk. There's the germ, and then there's the endosperm, and this becomes important later on. So the most common rice, the rice you see virtually everywhere, is white rice. And that has the husk, the bran, and the germ removed before you buy it in the store. It clearly has a lot less nutrients, but it's super adaptable for cooking with because it's a very dry and fluffy texture. I love to use white rice, whether it's leftover from a Chinese restaurant or from cooking at my house, in a stir-fried rice using lots of vegetables. And I make a sesame oil flavored omelet that I chop up into the fried rice. Really easy recipe and a great way to use white rice or any variety of rice.
And tell us about some of the other varieties. I think the most common after white rice has got to be brown rice, right?
Yeah, brown rice has the bran and the germ layers left intact. And what's fabulous about brown rice is the nutty, chewy texture. It takes twice as long to cook as white rice, but I love it. It's interchangeable with white rice, but it does have a bit of a texture, which I like, and some don't.
I am looking right in front of me at something with black rice.
Yeah, black rice I never knew about until recently. It's an ancient grain that was once reserved for the emperors of China. Really pleasing, nutty, almost a roasted taste. And it has a beautiful dark purple black color. Very, very healthy. It's also called longevity rice, high in fiber. And we made a beautiful salad with this black rice that is a real favorite. So this is a warm black rice salad. It's got apricots, almonds, raisins, and radicchio, which is a bitter red lettuce. So it's got this great combination of sweet, bitter, and savory, the nutty texture of the rice, and all these beautiful colors that pop out of the drama of that black rice.
It really, I must say, tastes delicious, but also kind of healthy.
It is healthy, but like it's not healthy like, oh, this is healthy, but I don't want to eat it. It's a really pleasing texture and flavor.
Well, as I wrap up my longevity rice there, which is very delicious, let's move on to another kind of rice that you have made into a dish here, basmati rice.
Basmati rice is so delicious. It's a long, slender grain, very aromatic and fragrant. It's often soaked before it's cooked, and it's found a lot in Indian foods. But I like to use it for Indian spiced rice pudding, which is my version of rice pudding. I add fresh ginger and cardamom, and it gives rice pudding, which is like a real childhood comfort food, a kind of exotic twist. And then I add pistachio nuts to give it a crunch. They're in the rice pudding along with the yellow raisins and the ginger and cardamom. And then you sprinkle them on the top. It's a really elegant dessert that takes not very long to make.
It really makes you think in a different way about rice to taste these flavors in the rice.
Well, rice is extremely adaptable. It's like a neutral. So when you add things, it really absorbs those flavor. So in the case of this rice pudding, you get the ginger, you get the cardamom, there's the creaminess of the milk in there, and then that crunch of the pistachio nuts. Rice really lets other flavors show off, but it also lets other flavors help it taste more interesting.
Now, can you get all of these different varieties of rice at any store, or do you have to go to a specialty store?
It depends. I mean, like there's arborio rice, which you use for risotto. That's in grocery stores now. If you wanted Japanese sushi rice, you might have to go to a specialty food store. But more and more, you're finding many varieties of rice in regular old grocery stores. Jasmine rice, which is also called Thai fragrant rice. I see that all the time. That's got a wonderful floral flavor. And it's really fun to try new rices and swap out flavors and see how it changes your same old dishes in terms of a new texture and a new flavor.
What about people who are on low-carb diets? Because, you know, Kathy, you and I just recently talked about pasta, and now we're on to rice. What's next? Where are you going to bring us next? Bread, potatoes?
Definitely have to do a bread segment. Rice is gluten-free. It is a symbol of fertility in Asia, and rice can be incredibly healthy for you. It can be a whole grain protein, a lot of iron, and it is a carb that actually fuels you with energy as opposed to a carb that brings you down and makes you feel tired the way sometimes you can feel after a big bowl of pasta. So this is a good carb and very low in fat.
That's Kathy Gunstar, resident chef, and we will link you to the recipes for some very interesting takes on rice at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.